the time of the year that when people are, you know, all they want to do is put themselves in scary situations for whatever reason it is, whether they're interested in the paranormal or they just like to be scared or it's for a guy to get close to a lady at the movies, whatever. You guys, actual paranormal investigators from Omaha, your organization's called PRISM. What does PRISM stand for?
That's Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies Midwest.
Oh, so you're not just in Omaha. You're straight up right in the middle of the country. You go outside of the outside of the state
Correct.
Lines.
We have a branch in St. Louis, Missouri, also.
What is your website, too, by the way?
DoYouSeeDeadPeople.org.
That's it.
There it is.
Do you see? I like that. I know I've been there before.
We've been around so long, if you just type in PRISM, we'll pop up, too. So.
How long have you guys been around?
We were founded in 2003, so we're the oldest active group in Omaha.
Okay.
We've been part of the group since 2005.
So how did this all come about that you ended up organizing like this to do these investigations?
David Rodriguez came from, Florida, and he'd had paranormal activity his whole life.
Okay.
And when he got here to Omaha, he found like-minded people who formed PRISM. And you know, we've never really looked back since. We just go forward.
Plenty to do around here, huh?
It's very active in Omaha.
What are some of the highlights that you've had, or just normal day-to-day stuff that you run into?
You want to talk about how we got started, Kelly?
Yeah, the reason that we became a part of PRISM is because of my apartment that I lived in Ralston.
Really?
was incredibly haunted. Yeah, we had a different, almost poltergeist activity. Chairs would move, doors would open and shut by themselves. Rugs would flip over by themselves.
And what I find it interesting when you're talking about an apartment or a condo or something that's haunted, was it just your specific apartment, and was there a reason behind that, or was it the whole building was haunted and, you know, it just went from apartment to apartment?
That specific apartment, it was just ours. And when we moved from that location, we moved within the apartment complex, and the people that moved into that apartment after us, the kids were terrified of it, wouldn't go in, would refuse to go into the building.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I've had paranormal experiences my entire life. I saw a full body apparition when I was 8. You know, we've experienced this stuff all the time, but that apartment was different. It was evil, so we left.
Good idea.
All right, so that happens to you. So you're doing your own. I mean, were you kind of doing your own little investigation, or did you call in somebody, or did you?
Yeah, we were kind of doing our own little thing, and then decided that we got in over our head and needed somebody to come in, and that's how we got in contact with PRISM, and that
got
was in
it.
2005. And after they came, they did an investigation. They said, okay, yeah, this is what we got from this, and oh, by the way, you're into this. You want to be a member? So
right.
We of course said yes. We'll be a common member.
Awesome. So you guys go out in the field. Sometimes are the investigations, can you get rid of these spirits or these ghosts?
We do offer cleanses
yeah?
if a homeowner wants that, where we just burn sage, you know, chant prayers, stuff like that.
Does it always work? Does the sage and the prayers always?
Most of the time, yes. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's
I would
all
just
about
think,
your beliefs, too.
I would think the ghosts would say, or the people on the other side, or whatever people think, you know, if like they're smart enough that they would think, all right, well, they're getting all the sage, let's just go. You know, like, why do they make you follow through? They see you getting it out of the trunk. Why don't they just go? You know,
we have activity in our house, and periodically my wife will just do a saging. She'll burn sage, she uses holy water, sea salt, and typically that works.
Why does sage work? Why does
I
get holy water.
It's a combination between the holy water. It's kind of Native American, Catholic.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain why it does.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually it calms things down. Things go away. She tells the negativity to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
We've got something in there now that doesn't want to leave, so we've did multiple sagings, and we're going to do another one this week, and hopefully that'll move it on its way.
Okay.
Be the end of it. So how far of an area do you guys travel to?
Well, we've went as far up into Minnesota. We've went into Iowa, down into Missouri.
Wow.
You know.
It's everywhere.
Towards winter, we try to stick close to home rather than take everybody out on the road.
Sure. When you guys, you know, sit around and you're just kind of thinking, or you're talking to some people about stuff that's gone on, what are, you know, a couple or one of the, best experiences that you guys have had, most memorable, whether it's an apparition or whether it's a noise you heard, or what sticks out in your head of something that you can remember really, really well since you started with Prism?
Villisca is always our grandfather of all investigations, the Villisca Axe Murder House in Villisca, Iowa. The first time that I was there, we were able to communicate with the spirit that we felt was Paul, which was the youngest child that was killed in the house.
Right.
And we were able to communicate with him and tell him to open and shut a closet door, and he did it on command.
Wow.
And that was by far my coolest wow moment ever.
You can't even get live kids to do stuff on command. You got kids on the other side doing things. You guys are awesome.
Wow. No kidding.
That gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait till you listen to the audio.
Okay, so talk about this audio that you brought to us. What is it?
All of the EVP from Villisca is all children's speaking.
Okay. One in particular you want to start with?
You can just start with one. That's fine.
Okay. Do you have you can grab those headphones so you can kind of hear and kind of talk about what it is. And this is when you guys were in Villisca. Did you spend the entire night at the Axe Murder House in Villisca, and you just had audio recorders just there? Can anybody do an EV? Can you pick up an EVP? Do you have to? Is it like an EVP recorder you have to get on Amazon, or any audio recording?
Just
device?
A digital audio recorder is fine. Okay. Some people even use tape decks still, but it's more difficult to get it to your computer that way.
Got
I was
going
to say, I'm sure if you want to buy a specific EVP, there's someone out there that would love to sell you one, Pat.
For $700. All right, so here's our first piece of audio that you guys captured. People from prison at the Villisca Axe Murder House. Here we go.
What time are we supposed to leave anyway?
Get in here.
What?
Huh?
Oh my gosh.
Get in here. Get in here.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so explain that to me. I'm kind of lost on that.
That's
what
the
are
kids.
These? There are no kids with you except for
this,
the.
This was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I didn't know. It's too. It sounds too like human kids for that to be. That's amazing.
That's what makes it so crazy.
All right, let's listen to that again. Now that I'm on the same book with you guys.
Thank you.
What time are we supposed to leave anyway?
Get in here.
What?
Wow, that is
what are they
crazy.
Saying? What are they saying there? Do you know what they're saying?
We think they're saying, get into here, he's going to hurt us.
Get into here.
Right, yeah, and that would go towards like a residual type haunt where we feel that they're kind of engraved in the walls and they're replaying that night where they were murdered over and over.
Okay. Right.
If you don't know about Villisca, there was four more children, the husband, Josiah, and Sarah Moore, and two girls, the Ina and Lena Stillinger, who stayed the night after a church service rather than walk home in the dark to their farm. Mm-hmm. All of them were found murdered the next morning in their bed with an axe, and it's never been solved. And we're right up to the 100-year anniversary now.
Yeah, it was June 10th, 1912 that occurred.
So. Wow.
So let's listen to it again now that we kind of have an idea of what they say.
What time are we supposed to leave anyway?
Get in here.
What?
Wow, that's creepy. That is so creepy.
And the thing is about this EVP, David Rodriguez is there, and you can hear him. They heard it.
Yeah.
David and Annie were in the room, and they both heard it. He said, what?
And she
said the same thing. They heard something, but it wasn't until later that we played back the recording that's when we found that.
All right, here's number two. Here we go. Hurts.
He's gonna hurt us, Paul. Is what we hear.
He's gonna hurt us, Paul. Wow. Okay, here's the next one. That's amazing.
I know it.
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
Okay.
See, now this is more intelligent. We're asking it to close the door, and it says, "Do it again, Lena. You do it.
Do it again."
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
Do it again, Lena. You do it.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, here's another one. Here's number four. What are you picking up on that one?
Who are you is what we're hearing there.
Okay.
Who are you? Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. That really is.
Oh, my gosh.
To me, I would think I would run as fast as I could. from not only from that house, but also take the evidence that you guys have and get it on one of those shows like My Ghost Stories or something like that. Because that is, I've seen really good audio or video evidence, but that's the best EVP I've ever heard.
Yeah, those EVPs have been played across the world.
Have they?
Yeah. Places in England call us to say, hey, can we use this on our broadcast or on our TV show or whatever? So. Yeah. People know they're out there.
Okay,
England, Australia, they've been played on New York radio stations in California. They've been went worldwide.
They're a step ahead of you there, Pat.
Okay, gosh.
You should release these.
You guys should get on Facebook and totally get a fan page.
We are on Facebook. Oh. It's Prism Ghosts. So anybody that wants to be our friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when you guys have done these, I've watched like Ghost Adventures and stuff like that. Do you ever feel physically feel changes? I mean, whether you feel ill or whatever, but
absolutely. And actually, we were just at a local cemetery last weekend and did a little walk through of it. Did a little investigation there and felt very, you know, pressure on your chest, stomach ache, feel like you're going to vomit. And we actually heard voices as well while we were doing our walkthrough.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you definitely hear and feel stuff. But that type of audio, we didn't hear that clear, you know, getting there.
Now, what's the prison audio that we have? Is that one of them, too, the EVPs?
That's the Squirrel Cage Jail.
Okay.
I've heard about that. Where is Squirrel Cage Jail?
In Council Bluffs.
Okay. Talk about it.
What is its story that's behind this?
The Squirrel Cage Jail. Like, what's the general story of the is it still around? Is it still housed prisoners?
It's a museum now.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a rotating jail, so it was actually.
I don't even know anything about it. I got to look it up here real quick. I've never heard of it before.
I've heard the name, but I didn't know. What's the story? Why is it so haunted?
Well, there's only been a couple deaths recorded there, so I don't know why it's haunted. We've got pictures of what we believe are one of the jailers that lived on the fourth floor there, you know, that appeared in one of our pictures, and it matches his portrait that we found.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Why it's haunted, I don't know.
Oh, and today's the last day it's open for the season. Main season. I guess it's open today and then starting November 1st. Okay.
If you've never been there, it's a place to go see just for the historical value.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so this is the first one that we have here. It's from the prison. Is this another EVP?
Yeah, it's another EVP.
Here we go. I don't know why it's not playing. It's not playing. We'll try the other one. Okay, we'll try this one. Oh, they're not playing.
Freaking me out.
Okay. Oh, God! It has nothing to do with me pushing the wrong button. It's
what
a haunted
heck?
Thing.
It must be.
We'll try to get that fixed. But, I mean, even if those never play, the stuff from Villisca is insane.
Oh, right. It is.
Unbelievable. So, do you guys ever get scared in situations when are you with enough people that you're not scared when this happens? But I think I'd be scared to death.
We're still scared. I mean, we don't go running screaming from a location.
Yeah.
And if you're going to somebody's house and, you know, they're saying, we feel like we have a ghost here. And if you feel that there's a ghost there, too, and you go run screaming, they're going to be like, well, oh, my gosh, why am I staying here? You know, you don't want to scare the people, too.
Sure.
Yeah, we try to go forward when we hear a noise or somebody has a feeling or whatever and capture it on film or camera.
Okay. We're all about scientific proof, showing that, you know.
So
proving this stuff.
What do you guys recommend to somebody that maybe thinks that they have something in their house or their where they work or their, you know, whatever, something's attached to them? What do they do? Can they call, besides, you know, call you guys, obviously, but is there anything that people can do on their own today to try to get that experience, to get something on film, to take that picture that might get you guys to sit up and say, wow, that's pretty cool?
Yeah, digital camera, digital audio recorder, video recorder, stuff like that is, I mean, plenty to capture.
So you can just take an audio recorder, set it on the table, and just start talking. You could talk specifically to somebody or say, is there anybody here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Or you can just leave it recording and leave the room and see what you get, too.
Just see what happens.
Unbelievable.
I'd be afraid to listen to it.
Me,
I'd
too.
And then I wouldn't want to listen to it. I don't want to know.
Hours of unlisted
audio. Ignorance is bliss. I don't want
to
know.
I wouldn't recommend just doing it in your home just to see if there's something there because you might find out there is.
I don't want it.
I don't get on some of these shows where people, they're like, a little lackadaisical, like, oh, yeah, we were down in the basement and heard a growl the other day.
or the door slammed shut on the, you know, I'm gone.
I'm out.
Yeah. I know. I would be the same way.
Well, you guys, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, I mean, does it take a huge event in order for you guys to come out, or are you willing to go check things out for people? You probably have a little preliminary.
Yeah, we do pre-investigations at all locations. They're more than welcome to email us. We do get hundreds of emails that come in of, I'm sure, very legitimate haunts, but, you know, with the amount of people that we have in our group, you just can't answer all of them. But we sure try. And at least give advice via email.
And what's your website again if people want to get there to contact you?
It's doyouseedeadpeople.org.
Doyouseedeadpeople.org.
And there's a contact thing right there.
There it is.
So you can take a look at some of the investigations that they've done, some of the places at Hummel Park in Omaha.
Yep, haunted.
Haunted.
Haunted. Haunted. No pause. Hold on. Let's get in. Chris has a question, a couple questions here for you guys. Can you guys both hear?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Chris, you're on with Pat and JT.
All right. Well, I was just wondering, if a person wants to be a part of the PRISM group, what do they have to do to be part of it? And is it true, like, if you do some investigation work on the outside, you could all, like, outside, like in the cemeteries, that you could get possible false readings on EVPs and video?
All right. What do you guys think?
Good question.
I don't know about the false readings. It's hard to get EVPs outdoors because of the outdoor noise, either traffic, bugs, whatever, you know.
And those audio recorders pick up huge distance away, too. Yeah. So.
Right.
So you got to be careful what you got to know what you're listening for.
Unless you're absolutely sure, you need to disclaim it, you know, and say, I can't say that's definitely paranormal.
And as for becoming a member of the group, you can definitely contact us on the website and you know, tell us what you can offer to the group. I know that sounds kind of conceited, but we have a lot of people that email in, call in, trying to become members as well.
Sure.
Yeah, we're always looking for people.
We try to limit our team to about 8 to 10 members because that's usually a good fit for most of the places we do. If you get too many more, you know, you're too cramped.
Sure.
You're going to have B and C and D teams pretty soon.
That's right.
You're going to have teams
sent out all
over the
Midwest. Varsity, JV, all over the place. Thanks, Chris. Let's go on to Jennifer, and then we'll let you guys go. Hey, Jennifer, you're on with Pat and JT. What's up?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi. Morning.
Hey, just a question for the PRISM folks. My husband and I bought a home in 2009, and since then, one of our children and both my husband and I have had just things that have happened that we finally came together and we're talking about. I'm like, did you hear that? Or, you know, did you, something moved over there? And so we started talking about them. And since then, we have found out that the owner of the home, it was built in 1948. They built the home and lived there until we purchased it from their family. And the woman did die there on hospice. And I'm just so interested in finding out more. But like he said, you know, maybe you kind of don't want to know.
Right.
You know, so it's a little bit scary. But do they recommend? I don't think we're afraid of it. It's always something that's just a little off, never anything like that truly scares us, but it's definitely some things happening that we're all noticing.
Right.
So what do you guys suggest?
I would say if it's not, there's nothing there that's frightening you, just kind of go along with it. You can also take control of your home, tell it to leave. Go stay in the garage, whatever, you know, that it's upsetting you. And sometimes just taking control of your house, telling it that you live there now, sometimes that'll just get it to quiet down.
Even if you're not having experiences like that, would it be okay? I'm sure it'd be okay, but would you recommend people just sage and throw sea salt all over the place and just to do it, just precaution? Because if you don't know it's there, like Jill and I, too scared to lay the audio recorder down to do it,
right.
But I still don't want anything in there. You know what I mean? Can you just do that?
That's just like you, though. He's going to overdo just in case they might be there.
I'm
going to go ahead. He's going to have sage growing at the front door. He's going to have
sea salt with everything. Eat your sea salt, kids. Can somebody do that? Just preemptive measures?
If it makes you feel better, go for it.
It does. It does, and I will.
It wouldn't hurt. So you can try that, Pat, standing in the middle of your house and say, it's my house and I have control.
That's right.
And all you're going to hear is his kids laughing in the background. Uh-huh. Right, Dad.
You throw sea salt at him and they'll still be there. Dang it. Thank you guys for coming in today. It was really nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
And
absolutely.
And we'd like to be able to, you know, keep in contact with you guys and might, you know, try to get something going in the next year.
If you have any things going on, let us know.
Yeah,
definitely.
Be great. doyouseedeadpeople.org.
Thank you guys very much. PRISM, check it out. See you guys. 906 with Pat and JT. We'll come right back.